Hello and welcome to the On Nairo Show. I am your host, On Rivenberg, also known as On Nairo. And today, we're going to be talking about something that's getting into my mind and I really want to talk about this. So, let's talk about some news and some crazy entertainment news and what's going on and all, a little bit of entertainment and all that stuff. So, this is going to be something crazy, and it's something about... Did anyone hunt about this game, some indie title called Cyberpunk 2077? That game with Keanu Reeves in it? Well, it turns out that game's going to be a little bit controversial because in the game that this game's based off is the RPG, a same thing like Dungeons & Dragons, a paper RPG created by... this awesome freaking black guy, by the way. It talks about, like, division, corruption, cyber intentions, and all that other stuff. But all these gaming journalists are getting upset of these, like, stereotypes and all this other stuff in there. But the problem is, and people, and the guy, the creator of this, tell them to stop. If you don't like the game... Don't play. It's kind of like, do you don't like the game? Don't play. Stop complaining about this. And it's like, what do you decide of what is Cyberpunk, what is not? You're not the creator. I am. I've been working with this game with this developer for a while. But all this controversy has been going up because it's racist. It's sexist. They didn't have a problem with that in the 1980s. They never had a problem with it now. But this is just gone crazy. What is the last game that we had that dealt with controversy? Besides Grand Theft Auto, I think of games that make you controversial and smart, and decisions that you make makes you as a character. That's why I always say, this is my opinion, Bioshock was the last game that dealt with these type of conflicts, idealism inside of you, makes you think. It's the same thing with Bioshock Infinite, because it makes you want to play twice to understand what the hell is going on. And Gears of War, sometimes bloody, but there are some good narrative. Halo, same thing. Makes you think, shooting aliens is having fun, but look at the story. But it just shows you that no one wants to play this type of game, a game that you can customize your own character. You can hang out games. They're getting upset because there's a gain in this game. Some journalists got upset because you're shooting a gang called the Animals, and it's a gang full of black people. What? You're getting upset because of that? And it's called the Animals. I was like, okay, they're saying, oh, they're just animals. But in there, and then the yellow group, it's called the Voodoo Boys. And the creator actually was happy that this group actually becomes interesting in there. Even though... And it's funny enough, let me remind you, the creator of this show in this game is... the creator of this game and the original Cyberpunk is black. And he's enjoying this. He's actually happy. He's been working, like I said, working with the developers. But people are bitching, and now you have Anna Kasparian of game... No, Anna Kasparian, not Anna Kasparian. Who's that one chick? That one chick from Gamergate. Not Zoe Quinn. Nina Sarkeesian. You have her just saying, if I'm not part of your community, we're going to give you more backlash. Good point. Nah, it's just outrage. I'm sick of the stupid outrage of it. It's in the next segment I want to talk about. I know this is old news, and I know this is affecting America to this day. But darn it, I want to explain this in my podcast. As you all know... We all know about the whole Jesse Smollett thing, and we found out more about what he did was wrong, extremely wrong, and denounced the thing what Martin Luther King said, love your enemy, love your enemies and pray for those who persecute you. That's the same thing for the Bible, but Martin Luther King used that and saying, I have a dream that people could be looked at by the character and not by the color of the skin. I believe that in the deepness of my heart. But till this day, people don't believe that. They're using the same thing, thing. They hate hatefulness, hate one group, segregations. They're trying to force them in, but that doesn't even work. But it's really sad. I think Justice Lee Pearson actually explained about some these people trying to force them in and all this. And it's not really nuts about it. But it compares to that. There's a person in Congress I really, really, and speaking of the person in Congress I cannot stand, AOC, Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez. I can't stand this woman. I can't stand who she is. I can't stand her mannerisms. I can't stand her being a con. It gives you the. I can't just stand her. How the hell did this bitch got into Congress? I mean, seriously, she doesn't own the three branches of government. She thinks that she deserves more pay, even though no, a senator makes like thousands of dollars of salary. And she wanted this Green New Deal, and I'm happy that didn't pass. But oh my God, talking about her really pissed me off. And just recently, she compares to during the southern border, there's these camps down there, and it's full of these illegal immigrants. Oh wait, scratch that. Undocumented immigrants. She said that, and oh my God, it is just, she said she compares them to freaking concentration camps. Does she know what a concentration camp is? It's like freaking, what is that one place in college? Fukuda. It's like Fukuda. Fukuda is one of those gulags. That's a concentration camp. Auschwitz, that's a concentration camp that kills and works them until they're dead. And they're saying that, oh, ISIS kind of like the brown shirts of the Nazis. They're basically taking all these innocent, undocumented immigrants and putting them into this one place and let them to die. And even though they gave them diapers, baby food, formula, and all that, they're still monsters. They're still acting like they're trying to kill them. AOC says, sticking and eating and live stream and pretty much that. But oh my God, I cannot stand this chick. I will say this again. I saw you once. How the fuck did this person, this fucking bitch, got into Congress? I am sorry. I never swore in this one, but I still question it to this day. How? I think this is how the Democrats feel when Donald Trump got elected. How? And then you ever said, that Hillary Clinton book said, what happened? And I always like that title, what happened? I love the people said Trump happened. This is the other reason why I think in 2020, if I ever had the money, if I ever endorsed one, I'm going for Trump. There's no way these people are going to win again. There's still butthurt from 2016, and there's still butthurt to this day. And we live in a day that we can't stand this. And you know what? It puts my mind into it. And this is another segment that I might come up with. Do you guys think, and this is a good question, do you think the Democrats are acting like the Nazis that they call the Republicans Nazis at? Because, let's be honest here, the Democrats, I hate going political in this one, but this is a good question. Why are the Democrats are targeting people, using emotion and different groups of people to anger them, use them for the anger, use their attack dogs to fill the anger, use this propaganda against them? I don't know, but this questions me a lot. I've been trying to think about this whole thing, this whole idea about what's going on. And it's just, wow. And every single tactic they used, it's the same tactic that Hitler did when he summons up the Nazis, but he never put those in camps. But it's the same ideas. Like, Hitler was for abortion, the Democrats are for abortion. Hitler uses emotion motion to actually get what he wants, the Democrats do the same thing, but instead use it for immigrants to target white people. Use demographics and taking off the cut down using that a different group and say, oh, if the black people doesn't work, we got our brown people. We got illegal brown people, and now we can get them to driver's license and everything else so we can get them to work, right? Why we never rocked these guys up and throw away the key? I question this every day. Every day in every single news, every single thing. I don't know. I just don't know. And it's supposed to be this thing affects fucking everything. I hate swearing, but it does. I'm not a big fan about yelling and screaming about a game that just saying, oh, this is racist because it doesn't treat this person rightly. You gotta treat this person lightly. Oh, it's a white guy? Oh, you can treat him normal. It's a black person? Oh, you're shooting black people. Oh, this is wrong, and you're a white cancer? Oh, Jesus. What am I going to do? Oh, you're hunting women? Oh, now you put women in video games? Oh, man, why is this person wearing a sexy dress or something? I don't know. I just don't know. I question this every single day, my friends. But, I think this is going to be a short podcast for today. I know I didn't make one for a while. I took a little weeks off. But I'm trying to find a conference schedule or something. But thank you for listening to this podcast. This is your One Riot Book, also known as Dr. Nairo. I'll see you on the flip side.